to leave him and to leave the street life, what it took was a couple of really bad Johns in a row. And me just being tired of being beaten up by the pimp. And then I knew how to do it, so I just did it on my own. I worked for escort services for years here in Seattle. And then I worked in a strip club and was not dancing. It was just prostitution. And then later, getting out of it, one day I just said, I'm not going to do it anymore, and I never went back. It was hard, the hardest thing I've ever done, but, you know, I'm glad I did it, you know, because you can't do it forever, and I'm not getting younger, and, you know, the girls are young now. Some of the girls I work with are, like, 15, 14, and they're working on the street. So, yeah, and I meet with girls who go back to juvenile detention all the time, and because they continue to live in the life, and they get arrested, and they go back to detention, and they get out. So while they're in detention, I meet with them, and, you know, hoping maybe this is the time they're going to want to get out. But, you know, I can't make them be ready, but I can be there for them. And they can know that they have a place to go or somebody to call if they want help. I'm always there.